Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. As promised, two episodes this week. I am back with loads and loads of content, so do not worry. I am here for you to be listening as you go about your day, as you're at work, as you're on a walk. I am back with lots of podcast episodes. Now, today's episode, I just want to say a little bit before we get into it. And what I want to say is, when I create these episodes, they obviously all have a theme. And today's theme is all about dealing with difficult situations, dealing with those what-if worries about the future, the power of being in the present. And that's going to look different for every single person. And everyone's story, everyone's reality is valid. And I always try and do different types of examples so that there's something that might resonate with you, so that you can understand the content I am putting out there and that it makes sense for you. So within that, this episode, there might be some quite different types of stories or examples. And I just want to say that we're not I'm not doing that to say one is worse than another, one is more important than another, one is less important. I just want to give you some variety so that whatever is happening in your life, you can take this and see, right, that's how I can use it. And that's what I want for all the episodes. I want people to be able to benefit from them. Like I was saying in that last episode, I am so grateful for every single person who is part of the podcast family, who sends me messages, who says that an episode has helped them in some way, shape or form. You make me so happy when you do that, because that is why I created these episodes. And if just one person listens to this today and take something positive from it, then I have done my job and I am a happy lady and I can go about my life drinking my peppermint tea and just feeling good. So thank you. Thank you to listening. Thank you for listening, not to listening. Right, let's just go into the episode. Okay, so what I want to talk about is how to deal with, how to navigate, how to mentally work through difficult situations. Now, difficult situations obviously mean different things to every single person, depending on your lifestyle, what's going on for you right now, where you are in the world, your age. There are going to be different types of difficult situations. But what's common to a lot of these is our brain goes into anxiety mode. Maybe you know in your body when you feel that anxiety. For me, it's like my stomach does a flip. I can tell you exactly where, and it's just that feeling of like negative butterflies, you know, when it's like, oh gosh, I felt an anxiety. And I notice it and I can feel that that is going to then start the chain reaction of the what ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? And because of the way we are hardwired to perceive anxiety, to notice fears and threats, our brain then starts this chain reaction of negative thoughts. What if this bad thing happens? What if that goes wrong? What if this doesn't work out? And that is just, again, part of the human experience. It's how our brains are wired and work. But it can be pretty nasty. And the problem is, it can get worse and worse because, as you know, with neuroplasticity, Neurons that fire together, wire together. So if you're navigating a long-term difficult situation, if something is ongoing, if you are every day waking up to these same worries and thoughts, what's happening is those worries and thoughts are getting strengthened in your brain. Those connections are getting stronger. The brain loves to have that fast zip of electrical activity. And so therefore, it's more likely to go to the negative thoughts than the positive ones because they're being reinforced, they're being strengthened. The negative thoughts are becoming like motorways versus the positive thoughts that are almost like atrophying. They're getting smaller and smaller. They're becoming the bumpy, windy country lanes. And if you had a choice, which would you drive down? You'd probably choose the smooth, easy, quick motorway than the bumpy, undulating country road, in terms of speed anyway. So what does this mean? It means that your brain naturally gets faster at thinking about negative outcomes. Now, not only this, if you are surrounded by people who are maybe facing a similar or the same situation, and all the conversation around you is, oh, and what if this goes wrong, and what if that happens, and you then start to add to that even more. And it gets even less likely that you're going to think the positive thoughts, because the world around you and the people around you are also thinking those negative thoughts and talking about them, and it comes into your reality more and more. And this does not feel good. Let's be really honest. Anxiety does not feel nice. It's really draining. You kind of constantly feel like you're on edge. And then the way your reality is shaped, remember, is based on your dominant beliefs. So we have the opportunity to experience billions of bits of information. Our subconscious can take on, process, accept billions of bits of information every split second, but the conscious mind can't. The conscious mind has to filter that down to about 1,000, maybe 2,000, from billions, remember, so that is tiny. And then from that, the way it's filtered is based on our dominant beliefs. So you can already see, if you've been in a situation thinking, this is going to happen, and what if this goes wrong, and this is going to happen, slowly your reality starts to fit that pattern, because there are amazing opportunities out there for better situations, for more uplifting ideas, for more positive thoughts. They exist. They are there. But you don't see them. You get so into the negative situation that your brain is almost saying, well, we're not really thinking thoughts like that. So that positive story or that opportunity or that uplifting moment isn't relevant right now because that's not our dominant belief. That's not where we're thinking. And that can get really, really disheartening, because then you start thinking, well, this is my reality. This is the truth. This is what's happening. Now, hopefully, this is where this podcast comes in, and maybe you've listened to other episodes, or maybe you've got your favourite audiobook or, YouTube channel where you go to for positive messages, or maybe you've got a friend or a family member that you know they're going to uplift you in some way, shape or form. Hopefully this episode is just going to amplify that, and it's going to help you to navigate these situations even when these situations feel out of your control. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of examples, but basically, what's happening in these situations? So you might be having fears about what's going to happen in the future for you, for your family. This could be a worldwide thing. You might be worrying about climate change or the economy in your country or some kind of bigger, wider issue. It could be fears about manifestation. Fears that things aren't going to manifest, that things aren't going to work out for you, that you're not going to hit those milestones or experience the success that you desire. So what kind of happens is you worry that you might not something, you know, insert whatever maybe has come up for you. I want you to think about evidence right now, and we're going to go into this in more detail, but I want you to think about, okay, I'm worried that this might not happen, or this might not manifest, or this thing might happen that is a negative. Then I want you to think, right, what is the evidence I'm basing that on? And as much as you can, I want you to step back from this and see it as like a neutral observer, because We often get in our own thoughts, in our own heads, in our own minds, and we don't necessarily see things clearly. I was talking to a client this week, and I'd asked her to come up with as many different ways she could of how money could show up. And she came up with about three, and then she sort of thought, oh, I'm really stumped now. So we took her through a bit of a process. I was asking her more questions, and then suddenly she was like, oh, wait, I forgot about that. Oh, and I forgot about that. Oh, and hang on a minute, that actually does happen to me. And it was when she kind of stepped out of the situation, she could see it differently, and then it allowed her mind to remind herself of all of these positive situations, not only that could happen, but that actually were happening. So as you go through this episode, when I'm talking about challenging evidence, I want you to be quite firm with it, and I want you to be like, okay, is that 100% true? Is that a definite? Is it 100% certain that that thing is going to happen? That negative thing is 100% going to happen? Because a lot of the time the answer is no. The answer is it might, it's possible, but in this moment where I'm sat here right now, it is not a definite. And that is powerful in itself. I want you to hold on to that as we go through the episode. Now, if we talk about quantum physics, you know I love a bit of quantum physics, says the person who actively said she hated physics at school and she really struggled and she didn't get it. So, you know, we all change. You've probably heard of, or if you haven't, if you've watched The Big Bang Theory, you might have done, the experiment by Schrodinger, so Schrodinger's cat. Now, this was done a long time ago, but the concept was there's a cat in a box. And in the box, there is a vial of poison that is set to randomly trigger. And when the trigger goes, the poison is released and the cat will die. Now, when the box is closed, what Schrodinger was saying was both possibilities have to exist. So the possibility where the cat is alive and the possibility where the cat has died. Now, what this is saying is, everything is possible. Everything has to exist in all of the different options, the good, the bad, the ugly, the amazing, the incredible, the neutral. All of those possibilities have to exist. They are there, they are real, they are realities. And then we fix one of them into place when we observe. So in the Schrodinger's cat example, when we open the box, we fix it into one particular timeline or one particular opportunity. So we open it and we see, amazing, the cat is alive. Or we open it and we sadly see that the cat has died. But it's not until we observe it that that reality fixes into place. So think of it a bit like sliding doors, if you've seen that film, or think of it a bit like a row of different timelines. So maybe pick a situation that's happening for you right now and think about three or four different opportunities for what might happen, for what might manifest. And then if you imagine each one has a different colour, right now in this moment, they all exist. Every one of those is possible. So this could be a possibility where you win the lottery, you get a pay rise, your money stays the same, you have slightly less money in your bank account. All of those exist, okay? It's when you observe, when you focus on, when you get into alignment with one of them that that manifests in your reality. But you might be worrying about, what if I lose money? What if I make a bad decision? What if I make a bad investment? That does not exist as a reality yet. In the same way that the other opportunities, getting a pay rise, having more money, winning the lottery, they don't exist in the reality yet, but they are opportunities. But what our brains are doing is our brains are saying, what if we lose it? What if we don't have enough? What if this happens? What if that bad thing happens? And it's not even sometimes allowing us to consider that those amazing possibilities exist. So how can we get into alignment with something good happening if we're not even thinking about it? How can we become a magnet for positive opportunities if we're not even entertaining the idea that they could happen? Now, I'm just gonna check back in again and say, like I said at the start, I realize that everyone listening to this might be going through slightly different situations. Some might seem more powerful than others. And the more powerful the negative situation, the harder it can be to be instantly open to positive things happening. But the reason I'm sharing the science is because the science is not biased towards big situations and smaller situations. The science is the science. It works regardless. It works for everyone. It works the same. It doesn't make choices of good people, bad people. It doesn't make value judgments. So I want you to hear that as whatever your situation, there are possibilities for things to go better. There are possibilities for things to go well, and there are possibilities for things to go amazing. Now, as I talk through this, don't worry if you're thinking, oh my God, I can't entertain it going amazing right now. I just can't see it. That's absolutely fine. Think of it as baby steps. Think of it as seeing it from a neutral perspective rather than a really negative one. That could be your first milestone, and that will have a positive effect. So remember that everything you want to create, every positive thing, every positive outcome exists. Our job is to just entertain that idea, to get into the vibration that it's possible, and then to become that observer that allows that positive opportunity to come into our lives. Now, I'm going to talk through an example. So funnily enough, I was watching, I was watching an influencer on, I think it was Instagram, and I follow her on Facebook as well. She's really funny. She's a very successful American lady, and I think she's in her early 30s from what she was talking about. And she was talking about wanting to have a baby, and she was talking about how all her friends were having babies, and she even started to open a dialogue around how she was worried that she might have missed the boat, or she was worried that she might have focused on her career at the wrong points in her life, or that she might have, what was the other thing she was saying? That she might have sort of missed the boat. Anyway, she was having a really open discussion about this, and I can imagine that there are a lot of people of varying different ages who might be feeling similar things, and it might be a very real situation right now. So it's not something I usually talk about on the podcast. So for some reason, I just feel called to do this because maybe there's someone listening that goes, that's my exact situation. That's how I'm feeling. This is what I need to hear. So she's in a situation where right now she doesn't have a baby. She's not pregnant. She has a relationship, a really good relationship from what I can tell as a person watching her Instagram stories. And she's feeling this pressure. She's feeling this pressure from her friends. What if I'm not going to be a mum? What if I've left it too late? What if I don't have a family? How will that feel? What if I focus too much on my career? All of these things are kind of going through her head. So the first thing is to notice that fear story. And if you can, if this is something similar that's happening to you, just write that down. Write down those what if statements, like what if I'm never a mother? What if it doesn't happen for me? What if I've missed an opportunity? What if I've made a mistake? What if I, you know, add that in? Just notice what that is for you, because obviously if this is a different situation for you, you know, it's going to be different statements, but get it on paper so that you can see it. And then you've kind of got two options for navigating this. Option one is to get into that different reality, to step onto a different timeline. So if before you were imagining like little tracks, different coloured tracks of different ways life could go, what you're doing with option one is you are stepping into one of those lanes that feels good. So in this example, you could be stepping into this reality. I'll use her example, that she is a mother. She's stepping into the feeling that she has a family, and she's thinking about what does it feel like? How does it feel to be a mother? What is she doing? What does her business look like? What does her day look like? Is she buying clothes for the baby? Is she taking the baby to her family? Is she going to mother's groups like baby massage? Is she going to baby yoga? What's her Instagram content like? Is she going to go down a kind of motherhood route? Is she going to combine the two? Is she going to create reels about being a mother and the reality of it? Is she going to be taking baby photos? What's her house going to be like? Is she going to create a different room for it? And I've said it just because I'm not trying to add a gender in here. But basically, the option one is to get into the energy that it's happening because it has already happened. Now, you might be thinking, wait, there's a few different tenses there. But you're getting into the feeling that you are a mother, that it is happening, that it's going to work out, that it's all going to be fine, because you have a feeling that it's already done. Now, with manifestation in general, if we talk about manifestation briefly, that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to be the person who has it now so that we can attract it into our lives. Because it's like saying, imagine you're a student and you have been told you've got your A grade. You've got it. It's done. It's sorted. It's dusted. You are going to get an A grade. Now, if you had some kind of feeling that that was definite, that was certain, you just had to go and sit the exam and do your best, the pressure would be off. You'd be like, oh, I know it's possible. I know I can do this. And then the actions you take are very different compared to the student who, right, someone's just knocked on my door and I have to go and answer it. I'll be right back. Well, I'm back. And that was my gusto delivery. And I feel like if I was one of those influencers, I would naturally segment into, and now this episode has been sponsored by Gusto. It hasn't. It hasn't at all. However, I do absolutely love Gusto boxes. They're really good for various different diets, vegetarian, plant-based, or if you're a meat or fish eater. And you know what? I do actually have a code where you can save some money off. So I will leave it in the show notes, but that's where we'll leave that. Okay, so what I was talking about was, you know, if you had that certainty, you would take different actions versus if a student goes into an exam and is really apprehensive and they're feeling that, what if I don't get that grade? What will happen? Will I get my university place? Will I get that apprenticeship? What will go wrong? How will I feel about myself? Will I feel like I've wasted my time? Will I feel like I've let myself down? Will my family judge me? Will my friend? Now, none of these things exist, but the thoughts of them affect the actions you take. They affect the way you focus your mind, your actions, your drivers, all of those things. So, as I said, step one, or option one rather, is to get into the energy that it's happening because it has happened. Now, if that feels like too far a stretch, it feels like I can't do that, I'm not there yet, this situation maybe has been very long term or very worrying for you, then option two might feel better for you. Now, if it feels too far away to imagine you've got it, and maybe if doing that actually brings up more fears and doubts, then what I want you to do instead is I want you to focus on now. Focus on what is in your current reality and what's good in your life. So this might be your health. This might be your mental well-being. This might be that you have got amazing friends who are supportive and caring. You know, they're always there for you to make you laugh. Maybe you love your job. So maybe in this example of this influencer, there are areas of her life that are worrying her, but maybe she loves her job. She feels so grateful to have that freedom. Maybe it is, you know, she notices that she's got great freedom in her life. And actually that is a really positive thing. Then what you're doing there is you are actually grounding yourself into the moment and you are raising your vibration because you're focusing on positive things. Now, a daily gratitude practice is another amazing way of doing this. So when you wake up in the morning, you might just say to yourself, right, what are five things I can be grateful for right now? And one of them I always think about is, in my bedroom, all my walls are white. I've got two big windows that I can see as I look out of my bed. Do I look out of my bed? Yeah, look out from my bed, maybe. I'm not in the bed. I'm not like actually in the mechanism of the bed. Not that you were thinking that. And as I sit there, and when I wake up in the morning and the sun is shining, there is just something so beautiful, so magical about seeing that blue sky and the sunlight and the way it reflects off the walls. That just makes me happy. Then I can add to the fact I can get up late enough so that I actually wake up when it's light at this time of year. That to me is a massive part of gratitude because I feel so lucky to be able to do something like that. So in this option two, if you have a daily gratitude practice, then know that you are doing something really positive when you do that. If you don't have one, then you can add that in. The second thing of option two, I want you to challenge evidence. And I recommend that you do the grounding and you do the gratitude and you do the notice what's good right now before you do this. Then I want you to just challenge the evidence of what is right now, what you know to be true. So in this example, if I was coaching this person, if I was talking to her, I'd be saying, right, is there any hard evidence right now that you won't be able to be a mother? Is this a definite? Is this a certainty? Is this 100% truth? Now, whatever your situation, you can do the same thing. Let's say you're worrying about something that might happen in your business, or maybe you're worried that there's going to be redundancies, for example. Okay, right now in this moment, is it 100% certain that you are going to be made redundant? Is it 100% the truth? Have you got everything written down saying, yes, that is definitely going to happen? Because if not, if you cannot have that definite, then opportunities still exist for positive things to happen. Now, even if it is a definite, this is kind of probably another episode, but even if this is a definite, there are still ways of knowing something positive is going to come out of this. And a lot of this comes from just reminding yourself that there's stuff that we don't know. There's stuff that we can't see yet. There's stuff that we're not aware of. And we kind of get blinkered as to what we expect is going to happen. And actually, there are limitless possibilities of things that could go so well, that could be better than we expected. And that will kind of lead us into the things I'm going to say at the end with the tips. So going back to this scenario with this person, you know, there are stories of people who have babies in the most unlikely circumstances. So really challenging this idea that the worst case scenario is definitely going to happen is going to help you lift out of some of this negativity. Now, you might not be ready to do option one, to get into that feeling of everything's working out, everything's fine, that's okay. But just lifting out of the certainty that something bad is going to happen frees you up. It reduces some of that anxiety, and it just allows you to be more open to positive possibilities. Now, in this scenario, I might even say, go and do some research. Do some research of people who have been able to have families through difficult situations, through difficult circumstances, when they thought it wasn't possible. Anecdotal evidence, yes, but there are so many examples of people who have been unable to have children. They've tried IVF or various other processes that maybe hasn't worked for them. Then they've stepped away from it and they've taken the pressure off, and then they've fallen pregnant naturally, against all odds, against all of the evidence that was saying it's 99% not going to happen, and it does. And things like that are massive expanders, because they tell your brain it's possible. I saw this really good quote that someone put on Facebook that was basically saying, when you see the massive success of other women as an example of what you can create, and you can be so happy for them because you know that it means you can do it too, that's when you know you've really hit the jackpot. She said it much better than I have, but that's my kind of paraphrased version. So I'm just turning off my sound because the music was about to play. It's going to be one of those episodes. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is the fact that we play the what if down game a lot. And like I said at the start, this is because our brains are hardwired to notice that danger and therefore create fears as a way of protecting us, of a way of making us prepared for what might happen. But again, unless those things are actually happening right now, they're not definites. And we know through the power of science and quantum physics that our thoughts and our energies have a massive role in creating our realities. Now, this is amazing. This is such an awesome thing because it means we have control back. We have control of the things that present themselves in our realities. And what that means is if there's something you don't like or something that doesn't feel good, you have the power over your thoughts. So even if there is a situation that you're facing right now that feels out of your control or is out of your control, you always have that ultimate control over your thoughts and over the way you view the situation. So imagine getting stuck in traffic. Getting stuck in traffic could be the most annoying, the most frustrating thing that means you're basically banging the steering wheel and you can actually feel your blood boiling. You're so angry, you're so frustrated. Or getting stuck in traffic could be an opportunity to take some time out of your day, to slow down, to listen to a podcast, to plan your shopping list, your groceries, to call a friend and check in with them. Same event, different experiences. And remember that an event has no meaning until the one we place on it. So we go through life experiencing things based on our stories, our patterns, our emotions, and actually we're constantly placing meaning on things. A person reading your text and not replying can be one of the most annoying things. You're like, you've left me on read, I've asked you a question, why are you not answering? Now, the event of them reading it and not replying is neutral. Now, if this person who's done this annoys you and frustrates you and you think they're so rude, you're gonna be like, I can't believe they've done this. They always do this. They just don't care about my feelings. They just don't care about the fact that I've got an important question. However, if the person who has read your message and not replied is your absolute best friend and you know that they're going through a bit of a situation right now, or they're always losing their phone or whatever, you're gonna be like, oh, it's just such and such. They always do this. They'll reply, it's not a problem. Same event, very different interpretation. Now, you are always in control of how you feel about a situation and your thoughts around it. It doesn't always feel like that. As someone who suffered from anxiety, I would say, Victoria, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like you're out of control sometimes. So what you need to do is you need to remind yourself of this power. You need to use tools and techniques to focus you in the moment of now, because the moment of now is literally all that exists. You just go through life focusing on now, because the future never turns up. When you experience the future, you're experiencing it as now. And the past doesn't ever exist again. You're just bringing a past experience or a worry or an anxiety into the moment of now to relive it and re-experience it. So knowing that you have some power, even in really challenging situations, can be massively comforting. And then it can actually have really wonderful, positive knock-on consequences, because the more control you perceive to have, the more calm you can feel. The more calm you can feel, the better your body and mind can function together. And there are so many studies on this. I might even do a whole podcast episode on this, but they have done so many studies where they've shown the negative impact stress can have on the immune system. So what that means is, if you're stressed, your wounds heal slower, your immune system is weakened. But if you're calm, if you're relaxed, if you are meditating, if you're using hypnosis, if you're taking time out of your day to be more mindful and just calm yourself down, you're having a positive impact on your body. And what that means is your body can heal better. It can deal with situations better. Your body and mind are so, so linked. So let's go into some tips then as we kind of round out this episode. First thing I want you to think about is grounding yourself in the now. So if you're feeling this, what if this happens? What if that happens? Focus on the feeling of your feet on the floor. Or if you're sitting on a chair, the feeling of your back against the chair. Ground yourself in what you can feel right now. And then you can notice five things you can see. So maybe naming them and the colours of them. And then notice the texture of five things you can feel. So maybe this is something you're wearing, this is your hair, this is a table in front of you, your phone. And actually ask yourself, what does this feel like? How could I describe this feeling? You could also do a couple of things that you could smell, or a couple of things that you could hear maybe. You're focusing your mind on the current reality and you're stopping the focus on anxiety and things that haven't happened yet. So you're steering your mind really gently away from anxiety and into the present moment. The next tip I have for you is, every time you notice those negative what ifs, just ask yourself the question, what if it all works out? What if it's better than expected? What if And then insert a positive outcome. What if I feel better today? What if that person is nicer to me today? What if I feel energized today? What if an unexpected positive thing happens? And obviously you can make these super specific to your situation and whatever is going on for you. And then the third tip I have is to take a future focus. Now, this is one of the things that I use so much in BWRT as part of the BWRT protocol. This is a very simplified version, but I think it's helpful for you to know. So what I want you to do is I just want you to think of something good that will be happening after this difficult situation is over. And it can be whatever you like. There's no right or wrongs, just something positive, something good that will be happening after this difficult situation is over. Now, just by doing that, you're telling your brain you're safe. You're telling your brain it's going to be okay. And you might not have even entertained that. You might have been so focused in the negative that you haven't actually allowed yourself to think of something good that will be happening when this has passed. And this might be, it's passing in a week, it's passing in 6 months, it's passing in 2 years or beyond. But it's just showing your brain that it's all going to be okay and that you're safe. Now, if this episode has brought up a feeling of you need some more support, you would like some more help, some more guidance, then as ever, please feel free to reach out to me. The easiest thing to do is to drop me an email to victoria@victoriamaskell.com. I always do free consultations. I'm happy to give you a call just to chat things through, to see if it's something that you would want support with, and then we can take it from there. But I hope today's episode has given you a positive focus, has lifted you up a little bit today, and you can go forward and use those quantum physics ideas and just manifest awesome things in your reality. And actually, on that manifesting note, as this episode goes live, there is still chance to get the discounted rate of The Science of Manifestation Uncovered, which is my on-demand self-paced course, including hypnosis, some elements of BWRT, and showing you how to manifest all of those amazing things in your reality. I'll make sure to leave all of those links in the show notes. I'll leave my Gusto link in there as well. If you want to try it and get some money off, then go for it. And if you've got any questions, just let me know. Have a fabulous, fabulous day. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.